Boys and men from Generation Z are more likely than older baby boomers to believe that feminism has done more harm than good, according to research that shows a real risk of fractious division among this coming generation. One in four UK males aged 16 to 29 believe it is harder to be a man than a woman, and a fifth now look favourably on the social media influencer Andrew Tate. The polling of over 3,600 people found. Tate, the British-American former kickboxer who has 8.7 million followers on the social media platform X, is facing charges in Romania, which he denies, of human trafficking, rape, and forming a criminal gang to sexually exploit women. He has talked about hitting and choking women and has said he is absolutely a misogynist. On feminism, 16% of Gen Z males felt it had done more harm than good. Among over 60s, the figure was 13%. The figures emerged from Ipsos polling for King's College London's Policy Institute and the Global Institute for Women's Leadership. This is a new and unusual generational pattern, said Professor Bobby Duffy, director of the Policy Institute. Normally, it tends to be the case that younger generations are consistently more comfortable with emerging social norms. Larger proportions of young men still think it's harder to be a woman today than a man, that feminism has done more good than harm, and have an unfavorable view of Tate. But Duffy said, there is a consistent minority of between one-fifth and one-third who hold the opposite view. This points to a real risk of fractious division among this coming generation. Professor Rosie Campbell, director of the Global Institute for Women's Leadership at King's, said, "The fact that this group is the first to derive most of their information from social media is likely to be at least part of the explanation. Young men hear a lot about girl power but don't, at this stage in their lives, understand the inequalities that we know are in the world when you hit work and childcare. In the meantime, social media algorithms are filling the vacuum," she said. "This could be something that changes when young men enter the workforce, but we can't take that for granted given how important social media is in the way we understand ourselves." Tate preaches that young men should take control of their own lives. "You're not supposed to be happy. You're supposed to be monumentally influential and capable," he says.